Welcome everyone to Greencast. This is a podcast that brings practicality to being sustainable. Presented to you by the Waukesha County Green Team, your hosts are myself, Alec Lapoitevin.
And me, Laura Lauks.
Hi everybody, welcome to Greencast again. I'm here with Jessica Malik, and she is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for Prairie Hill Waldorf School. And again, this is part of our mini-series for our Sustainability Fair in August. The Prairie Hill Waldorf School is an exhibitor for us, and so I'm really excited to talk to you, Jessica. Thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So we've done a couple of episodes on environmental education, I know, as our listeners will know in the past, but Prairie Hill is a little bit different than your normal education. So do you want to talk a little bit about Prairie Hill and what you do there?
Sure. Prairie Hill is a private school in Pewaukee. We're a Waldorf school, so we have a little bit different of a curriculum than your normal even private school. So we have about, right now, 130 students on campus, and it's 3K through 8th grade. And it's just really about meeting the children where they're at and bringing the curriculum in a different way. So we incorporate art through our curriculum. The kids spend a lot of time outside, especially this last year. And there's just a lot that goes on that, you know, doesn't really go on in a public school or traditional private school.
Yeah, and I can speak to this personally because I actually went to Prairie Hill for K through 8 and it was amazing, and I have a lot of really good memories about being outside all the time and all of our field trips and things like that. Also, I'm interested in your perspective on how sustainability integrates into the mission of Prairie Hill.
Sure. I mean, it is really woven through the curriculum, which is like part of everything that we do, right? For example, our third grade class, their whole curriculum for the third grade is just based off like living off the land. So they're learning how to build structures. They're gardening, growing plants, and then harvesting those plants and then cooking with them. They are tending to our chickens outside. And so it's really about kind of breaking everything down in our world and saying, how do you do this? And why do we do this? Or why would we do this? So it's really even woven into like all of the other grades as well. But our third grade curriculum is really just like the basics of it. This is what we do. You know, the kids are outside. I mean, it just helps them with they call it the in-breath and out-breath, especially for our little kids. So it kind of gives them this opportunity to be grounded and in their body, as well as then to just kind of appreciate the outdoors as well. So as far as sustainability, the kids are coming up with creative ways to reuse things. It's all built into that curriculum.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to reiterate just being outside. I think that was a pretty strong foundation for me in getting into sustainability, about just being outside all the time. And from fourth grade to eighth grade, taking 2 camping trips every year with your class. And yeah, all of the building things. And also, I was thinking about other ways that I learned about, you know, sustainable practices at Prairie Hill. And one of them is the handworking curriculum as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
The handwork and the woodwork.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is. So starting in first grade, children start with their handwork. So they'll start knitting and creating their own like little dolls and working their way up to like sewing their own clothes when they're in eighth grade. And then they tie in, of course, like the Industrial Revolution. So they're actually sewing on old sewing machines that you would have sewed on in that time. So they're weaving all that in. And then, of course, like the handwork. So the kids are having these large pieces of wood. That starts in our fourth grade class. And they actually start whittling and carving out, you know, they'll make spoons or benches and they work their way up. So it's really kind of using those raw materials and then creating something beautiful out of them.
Yeah, that was always one of my favorite classes, is the handwork and woodwork. I liked it a lot. And it taught me how to like fix my clothes, which is very sustainable practice, where I don't have to throw out something because it doesn't fit anymore. I can just mend it up.
Correct. And really, I mean, what is more special than to have something that you've made yourself or fixed yourself and be really proud of it? I'm kind of constantly blown away. My son is going to be in second grade this year and he can knit, you know, and it all ties in to math and everything. But I'm like blown away that he's like, oh, I knit this cat. I'm like, oh, great. Right on. But, you know, I just think it's really cool. It's a really cool skill to have. You know, I had a friend who said that her grown son, he had gone to school here and he had said that his girlfriend wanted a hat. And so he knit her. He's in college. He knit her a hat. I mean, yeah. So what cooler than that, and what more special than that, than instead of going to buy a hat, is to like make something yourself out of it. Yeah, it's a really neat part of the school.
Definitely, definitely. So this whole mini series is about our sustainability fair and being a part of it. So why did you and Prairie Hill decide to sign up to exhibit at the sustainability fair?
A huge part of what we do is being outside, and we want to be able to showcase that, of course, but we want people who want their kids to be with us and be outside. We want people to know what we do and how we fit into that desire for children and for families to spend time outside, to appreciate nature, and to really find all the things that you can use to learn outside. So we love coming to the fair, but that's why we sign up, because we just really want to meet those people. And we think that's a perfect fit for us.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's a perfect fit. It's awesome having you guys there. And so if anybody is listening who is not able to come to the fair, either because it's on, you know, the wrong day or the wrong location, they're not necessarily in Waukesha County, how can they learn more about you and the school?
Sure. They can certainly visit our website. Our website is www.prairiehillwaldorf.org. Or, you know, they can come and visit us for a tour if they want, if they're really interested, and visit my friend Liz, who's our admissions coordinator. Otherwise, we do have a Facebook page and an Instagram page as well that are a lot of beautiful pictures and showcase a lot of what we do day to day.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely tag those pages when I post this episode.
Yeah, so that'd be great.
Great. Well, thanks, Jessica, for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Laura. I appreciate it.
Make sure to check out Greencast on Facebook, where we post the most up-to-date information, release episodes, provide a lot more resources about things you heard on the show, and have conversations about episodes and sustainability in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and beyond. Also, if you're interested in the Waukesha County Green Team, please check out our website and Facebook page and come to one of our board meetings. They're always open to the public. Greencast is produced through the Waukesha County Green Team by Alec Lapoitovin and Laura Laux, with help from Stacey Balsley. Our theme music is by Dan Krill and Emma Koppel. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, sustainability starts with all of us.